Good afternoon. We would like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session from Mesa City Council, Monday, October 15th, 2012, final tax day. I hope you deposited your tax returns at the post office. If not, you probably have like 11 minutes to do it.
Not till midnight?
Well, if you can find a post office that accepts it till midnight. I have spent time climbing over fences at post offices. This is no lie. Actually, the one right across the street from here, I have crawled over that fence at 11:45 at night, scrambling to find somebody that would postmark some tax returns at 5 to midnight. This was many years ago.
City attorney said, no, you never did that.
I would never confess to anything for which the statute of limitations has not expired. So those were the good old days. Okay, we'd like to excuse the vice mayor, who is not with us now, I don't believe. He will be joining us later by phone. And then Councilman Richens is running a little bit late. He hopes to be here within the next few minutes. So we'll begin with the first item on the agenda is to review tonight's regular council meeting agenda. Page 2, items 2 through 3D. Items 3E through 3J. Four A and 4B. 4C and 4D. 4E through 4G. 4H through 5B. 5C through 5H. 6A and 6B, and 7A through 8A. Okay. You should have seen the work of the look on the postal worker on the back dock when I come scrambling up there at 11:45. He says, "You're not supposed to be here."
Really?
All I need is a postmark. And he gave it to me. Wasn't that nice of him? Okay. Next item on the agenda is to hear a presentation, discuss, and provide direction on the Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension.
Can we just clap at the words?
Sorry, what?
Can we just clap at the words? Clap at the words.
You may. What words?
Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension.
Oh, okay.
Mayor, Butler. Council. Mayor and Council, good evening. We're excited to come and talk to you about Gilbert Road, especially coming on the heels of the announcement that we had on Friday with the full funding grant agreement or the
project construction.
I'm getting the new lingo on small starts down. The grant agreement with the feds on Friday that really cemented the work that we're doing on Central Mesa. And we have certainty with that project. And now we can pivot quickly onto the work that council has challenged us with nearly 3 years ago on Gilbert Road. Council identified this in 2009, actually, as one of the council priorities was to find a way to extend light rail to Gilbert Road.
Yeah, what took you so long? That's not very funny, is it, when you think about it? This actually is a very short time when you consider how it normally takes literally up to a decade to get a light rail thing set. So the staff has been incredible.
Well, thank you. There's a lot of complexity that goes on to trying to find funding for a project like this. It was not initially identified in the regional transportation plan, Proposition 400, when that was put together over a decade ago. But what became obvious to council and to the residents here, we believe, who have provided feedback to this, is that Gilbert Road provide a much more natural terminus for light rail than Mesa Drive. The ease of access to both the 202 and the US 60 and to East Mesa, as folks have different options, Main Street and other major arterials to get east and west. It's much easier to get to Gilbert Road, to have a major end-of-line parking facility at Gilbert Road, and to be able to have a regional asset that works for neighboring communities like the town of Gilbert and others who, as we look at this and we model out what light rail will mean at Gilbert Road, draws tremendously from all across the East Valley and not just in Mesa. So it truly would be a regional asset that would be much more convenient and much more accessible by servicing Gilbert Road. So, as you stated, Mayor, really one of the challenges that we had at the time, though, was it's a great project. Studies we did going back to 2009 identified the merits of this, but there was no funding available. And at that time, especially in the midst of the recession and the challenges that we were facing at the Maricopa Association of Governments, keeping regional projects online, how would we be able to move this project forward with no regional funding identified, and yet do it in a way that would truly be regional and not jeopardize any of the other projects that our neighboring communities had moving forward. So what the approach that we are here to present you with today is good in many regards. One, we can unequivocally say it's no new taxes that we'll be proposing today. We're able to do this with existing transportation resources that allows us to reprioritize projects within Mesa's identified allotment of federal funds and use that in a more productive manner, we believe, to deliver this project. So what we're proposing to do to finance the extension to Gilbert Road is to take projects in our street program, projects that had been identified to receive federal funding over the next 10 years, and reallocate that funding to Gilbert Road Light Rail. What we've done is work extensively over the last year with the Transportation Department, and Mr. Clemenger's here to answer any questions that you may have about any specific projects. But primarily what we've done is rank all of the nearly 100 projects total. Is that right, Dan?
I think there's 62.
62 total? Okay. 62 projects total that we have in the Regional Transportation Plan. Rank those projects, and we were able to identify funding in 16 of those projects that really rated as our lowest priority. They were projects that did not have the wherewithal and the need to be built over the next several years, whether those were major parkway projects or whether those were streets that serviced areas that were right along state trust land where no development would occur. They were just not needed in the way that they were envisioned nearly a decade ago when the plan was put together. We also had a tremendous amount of projects that have already been constructed by developers, and there's just no need to spend regional federal dollars on projects that have been primarily built. We also have projects that the traffic counts, the traffic volumes, and the modeling that transportation and MAG have done in looking at this have just said it's not needed to do this type of investment on those facilities. So as we identified those projects and realized that there was sufficient funds to swap out, to allocate, reallocate those projects away from street dollars and put that into transit while not jeopardizing the work that the Transportation Department's doing and in prioritizing other areas, we were able to move that forward. So.
Now, Scott, I want you to clarify something, mm-hmm. because you know, the federal money sounds great, but you know, we have these huge deficits. We have sequestration. Mm-hmm. We have all these things. So what federal monies are you talking about? Are we going out and borrowing some more from China to get this, or how does this relate?
Mayor, these come from an allotment from the federal government called Surface Transportation Program Funds, STP. These have been primarily trust fund monies that have been set aside from gas tax, from other more stable revenue sources that the federal government has had. These funds have also been consistently embraced in a bipartisan manner.
When you say gas tax and things like that, I mean, the trust fund, explain a little, because I had to get over this hump. Mm-hmm. You know, just because they're federal monies, I think there's a valid argument to be said, well, wait a second, just because they're out there, why would we be switching these out? But I think it was interesting, the trust fund aspect of it, which is different, which was not included, for example, in sequestration. It was not included in the budget because basically our citizens pay in gas taxes and excise taxes and other things which go into this trust fund, which are meant to be sent back to the communities and spent on projects like this. Right, so this is really a federal funds within the overall federal budget. Am I wrong on that?
No, that's correct.
Okay, so this is different than the normal the debate in Washington. As a matter of fact, they just passed a new surface transportation bill, which really takes this $30+ billion a year that we pay in gas taxes that people who use and transit systems and other sources that relate to it that are back. Basically cycled back to the local communities, states and local communities, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's the street funds primarily. And I know I'm oversimplifying it, but those are primarily the federal monies that are made available to us.
That's correct. And, okay. And Mayor, as you indicated, even though there's some discussion now at the congressional level and with the White House about cutting money that goes to transit or especially as it relates to transit capital construction, these funds would not be subject to that. They have been specifically allocated, as the mayor said, out of the sequestration. They're not allowed to be touched during sequestration. And historically, these funds for nearly four decades have been as consistent of a source of funding for transportation projects as anyone could expect. They come back into this region, into Maricopa County by formula based on population. It's something that the Maricopa Association of Governments has been able to plan for strategically now for decades. And there's been a lot of consistency in the approach that we're trying. In fact, the ability to reallocate funds from street projects to transit started back during the Reagan administration and has been used in cities all across the country. This will be the first time we've used this in the Phoenix area, but we believe this can be a model for other communities as they look at diversifying their transportation needs. It's something that other cities will probably follow suit in the coming years.
Mayor, Scott, Council, and Scott, thank you so much. I think one of the things that's also important is, I think you mentioned or will be mentioning it, the projects that we're talking about reprogramming are projects not only have we determined that some of them may be never pursued or they could be pursued by developers, but the time in which they're scheduled to take place could be anywhere from 20-plus years out, 15, 20 years out into the future. We have an opportunity to do a project that we can do much sooner. So not only do we get the benefit of being able to keep the dollars in Mesa, but we can get them done. This is a project that can be done much sooner than waiting 20 or 25 years. So both from a convenience, access to transportation for the citizens of Mesa, but we truly think even with light rail, from an economic development standpoint, now we're talking about coming out of downtown and going through Central Mesa, this accelerates the benefit of infrastructure much sooner than we would otherwise experience with the other projects that we were scheduled under Prop 400.
But I want to emphasize once again, getting over the federal thing. From a technical standpoint, I hear what you're saying. And the reason why they are steady funds is because these are monies that we have paid in specifically for transportation and transit projects. That's why they come back. There's a big political debate now in Washington about what are we about deficits, what are we about those things. And should we be taking these things? Well, these are monies that were meant to come back to the communities because they were paid in through the use of transportation and transit. And so that's why I don't have an issue with this. If there were just federal monies floating out there, it's one thing. But these are actually trust fund monies that are meant to come back to the communities. And we can not only bring them back into Mesa, but we can also bring them back much more quickly than we could have otherwise. We've seen the benefits of investing early on transportation projects, such as with the completion of the 202, where we right now 202 would just be being completed about right now, as opposed to, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago when it was actually completed. We advanced that. We've seen the benefit that has. And now Mr. Brady talks about, you know, this is 10-plus years that we've accelerated the use of these monies. Councilman Richens, welcome, by the way.
Thank you. I like the idea of us making the decisions with this money locally instead of somebody in Washington making that decision. So having this pot of money, we get to decide what our priorities are. I think that's an important component to understand about this.
And Mayor, Council, and this was just alluded to, but what we're really borrowing from is the experience that we gained advancing infrastructure projects over the last couple of decades here in the East Valley. We did this on Loop 202, advancing this concept from Country Club to Gilbert Road several years ago, and then most recently, of course, in State Route 24, coming up with a mechanism to advance it by nearly 4 years. And that's really the model that we borrowed from in order to propose this mechanism for Gilbert Road. Essentially, what we will do is issue TPANs, Transportation Project Advancement Notes, which are very similar to the Highway Project Advancement Notes that we issued for State Route 24. So we will front the money to Metro who to construct this project, and then we will retire that debt over the course of the next 10 years as these federal funds become available and are distributed to Mesa due to our allotment in the Regional Transportation Plan. So we front the money. We build the project now. We're able to enjoy a lot of the economies of scale that come along with getting this constructed soon after Central Mesa, hopefully concurrently at some points with construction occurring on the Central Mesa extension. And then we're paid back over the next several years with these federal funds that, as the mayor just explained, we believe is a very calculated and smart investment because of the consistency of funding that's available through the Surface Transportation Project allotment.
Councilman Richens?
Okay. I know you're going to get to project cost estimates, but more importantly, we've really tried to be careful about managing our cash flow. I think that was even a lesson that we learned from Mayor Hawker. I got to give him a little credit. He was really careful about incurring expense now if it's going to have ongoing costs, and I know it costs to operate the light rail system. So I just want to confirm that we have a good handle on the operating cost side of this. So once it's built, we can continue to operate it with good service levels, maintenance, security, all of those things that go along with the light rail system.
So in the whole system, there's each year, as Metro does their budget, they allocate those costs by mile or whatever the area you have. So we know that there will be increased costs for us then as we take on the obligations of this additional two miles. And we'll have to build that into our operating budget as we look out to the future, just as we did for this year's budget. So we would have, effectively 2013, that we estimate, what's the timeline on this?
2017.
We would put it in our forecast now, the council would see the beginning of this fiscal year, and understand that that's going to be an impact. That's something we'll have to plan for. I think that's the key, and I think that's what Mayor Hawker was always very good about, is recognizing that you're going to have things, you know, developments like that. Even when Keno was the mayor, we knew that we were going to have light rail coming at some point, and so we had to budget not only for that first mile, but then for the current project that we're doing today, and this would be just like that. We will then have to build into our forecast, anticipating that in 4 years, we would then have to take on the obligations of another 2 miles.
I just want to be really careful because we have a shuttle that's going in West Mesa. We just started a shuttle in East Mesa, and the bus system that feeds in the light rail is essential to ridership and having a system that actually people can move around in.
Right.
I just don't want to get caught in a situation where we have to make trade-offs between bus service or light rail service, because they're symbiotic. They have to work together. And so I just want to make sure that we keep that in mind.
Well, and there is no source of revenue that we receive today that covers all those costs, transportation-related resource. So it's a decision that we make with all the other funds about how we're going to fund those operations in the future.
But this is not something new to us. I mean, right, as you said, we're already planning in a five-year budget and five-year projections, which we don't make formally, but which we anticipate as we go through.
Yeah, I'm just saying we would then, for the
when
first
you say
time,
we have to,
we include that in our forecast.
Yeah, let's make sure that this isn't something that we have not done before, because we've been planning for years for the commencement of operations on the three-mile extension.
Right.
So as we come through that cycle, we'll just include this in, and
right.
We'll have several years to plan into that and to figure out exactly what the priorities are in moving this forward. So by the time we get to it, there will not be a scrambling to find funds. We'll have had literally 5 years, well, 4 years, no, almost 5 years. We've had 5 years to really ease into it to plan for it and budget for it.
Mayor, along that same line, besides the operating, the planning that's already undertaken on the operating side, there's also the planning of looking at the local match requirement that the city will be responsible for constructing the two-mile segment. What the federal government requires of entities that are using funds in this manner is a 5.7% local match from Mesa. Right now, we're anticipating that the project will come in at around $133 million. That's $112 million in capital expenses to build the facility, and then $21 million in interest to retire the cost of the notes that we'll issue to front the money. So that comes to a total of $133 million. So the city's responsibility of that is $7.2 million that we'll need to pay to draw down these federal funds. We've already been working very closely with Dan and the folks in finance to identify existing transportation resources that we'll be able to repurpose back for that match. And so we feel confident that we'll be able to accommodate that $7.2 million. That's spread out over about a five-year period. Yeah,
most of it's in a three-year window.
Yes.
But it's a five-year. So, we'll bring to council in our capital improvement program. You'll see that included in our next five-year forecast for the CIP also.
So we've taken that under consideration. We've identified, actually, as we talk about the 16 projects that were the lowest priority, we've actually identified $150 million in available resources that could be applied to this project. There's also additional money that's required by the federal government set asides in the $112 million estimate. So what we offer to you today is we feel that we've been very conservative with our numbers. We feel that we've provided adequate financial buffers to make sure that this is not an expense that comes back to bite us in the future, that we've planned for this. We've really worked very closely with Metro and others to scrub down these numbers. And even though these aren't the construction numbers yet, we feel very secure from the lessons learned during the 20-mile segment and also through the Central Mesa process over the last several years, that we're very comfortable with the numbers and we'll have the adequate resources to provide for that. So the good news is that with taking into account all of the financial background on this, the financial work that's been done over the last 3 years, we feel that we could move this project forward in an expedited manner by fronting the money and having it paid back to the extent that we could have service open on Gilbert Road by 2017, which would follow the Central Mesa extension by only 2 years. And we feel very proud working with Metro, who's done a great job. I know Wolf Groats here today, but we've done a great job of trying to keep a very expedited but responsible timeline so that we can get this infrastructure in place as quickly as possible. But that may open opportunities to discuss about park and rides and other discussions that we need to have, even applying to the Central Mesa extension. So it would be great to be able to plan for these two, the opening of these two extensions concurrently, even though Gilbert Road will follow by a couple of years.
Councilman Richens?
And since Metro's in the room and deferring to our representative on the Metro Board too, I think we've really focused on the utilitarian aspects of rail coming into Mesa, Sycamore Drive, and the streetscape is very utilitarian. I don't know, when the Main Street infrastructure was built, probably 60, 70 years ago, and I think we got our money's worth out of those sidewalks and all those things that are there. I think it's important that we keep in mind the infrastructure as far as pedestrian amenities, shade, places to sit down along that corridor. If I noticed one of the bullet points was focused on redevelopment along the Main Street corridor, and if we want to help the private sector work towards that, I think we need to set the stage for that. And certainly the private sector should be participating in some way in that infrastructure development. But I think during the design phases, I would really like to see some streetscape improvements that really keep the pedestrian in mind. I think in the summer it gets hot here, last I noticed. So a good shade plan. I think the city of Phoenix has done a phenomenal job with a tree and shade plan. And I'd like to actually beg, borrow, and steal some of that from the city of Phoenix. If they maybe come over and do a presentation for us, that would be great. But keep that in mind, because the way we set up that streetscape, the way we set up the pacing, is really going to be a determinant in large part on whether redevelopment follows that. And so, you know, maybe less focus on the utilitarian, maybe more focus on creating a street scene that is friendly for people to use and attracts people to it. Thank you.
And Mayor, Councilmember Richens, I think, and Jody can speak to this, but already as we've started the environmental assessment on this portion between Mesa Drive and Gilbert, that it is a very unique stretch. There's a lot of buildings that are very close to the road, and there, that's going to provide an opportunity, I think, coming forward, assuming that council's comfortable with moving the financing forward, that as we would move forward with certain design elements and other discussions about what type of facilities, what type of roadways we're going to have along this two-mile stretch, those are all the things that are going to be very important, especially in that corridor and the just because of the proximity to these buildings to the street and some of the unique elements along that stretch.
Right. And I mean, being hugely respectful to, I mean, this is the taxpayers' money. We need to be respectful of that too, but we're setting an infrastructure standard for another 50 to 75 years. And so let's get it right this time. And Mr. Kavanaugh, you're our representative on the board, so I don't want to steal any of your thunder. But, you know, when we invest in this stuff, spending a few extra dollars to really make it a place that's comfortable to be is going to be really important to making this a success.
Councilmember Kavanaugh, representative on the board.
Well, I'm sure my fellow board members will suggest that Mesa has to come up with a lot of the costs of streetscape improvements. I mean, that's pretty common in terms of the light rail. My question is, based on the proposal that you have here, I can't see any reason for any other jurisdiction, any of our friends in MEG, to not support this. Can you tell me what the steps will be between, let's say, now and the end of the year to gain sign-offs from other jurisdictions, and where does it have to go, and what do you anticipate the timeline to be for all that?
Sure, absolutely. Mayor and Councilmember Kavanaugh, we will actually start the regional process on Wednesday. This will first be heard at the MAG Transportation Policy Committee on Wednesday at noon, and we'll begin the process where it will be ratified, hopefully, by MAG. And per state law, then it must receive feedback from the State Transportation Board and the Board of Supervisors. What's unique about this proposal that triggers that provision in state law is that anything that adds a mile or more of light rail to the regional transportation plan is referred to as a major amendment to the plan, which requires consultation with those additional entities. Now, it's not an issue where all of those entities have to vote in favor of it, though we hope they will, because as you alluded to, Councilmember Kavanaugh, this does not impact anyone else's project. It doesn't jeopardize anyone else's allocation of regional or federal funds. This is just Mesa reallocating its own funds in a way that we deem to be most appropriate. So we hope that we will get a lot of regional and state support to do this. But under the worst case scenario, if one of these bodies were not to agree with the approach that we're taking, All that means is that the MAG Regional Council would have to approve this by a two-thirds vote instead of just a simple majority vote, but the ultimate decision ultimately lies there at the MAG Regional Council. But again, we're already having great conversations with other cities, with the county. We've had meetings over the past several weeks to try to brief our partners on this and also to address any kind of concerns or any fears that people may have, since this is the first time we're using this approach in the Phoenix region, just making sure folks are familiar. We're glad that MAG staff wholeheartedly supports our concept. They've been our partners as has Metro staff over the last years, really, as we've looked at ways to do this, and MAG staff is certainly supportive and believes that this won't impact any of our regional partners in a detrimental way. So we hope that all of these regional and state approvals will occur before the end of the calendar year this year. We believe it, maybe even by November, if I'm not mistaken, we may have all the formal endorsements that we need. There'll be some housekeeping work that you may hear about that would occur after that, where you actually move the money around. But once we get the ratification from these boards over the next couple of months, that's really the green light that this project needs to continue forward.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Great. Thank you, board. I guess we need to provide you some direction to make sure that we're, as you go around, you have the direction and the support of the City Council. Is there any, Ms. Spinner, should we go through a formal motion on this, or should we?
It's up to whether staff is looking for direction and if you need action by the council, or if you were here to provide them with an update on the status of the project.
We're generally here, Mayor and Council, to provide an update and to take any feedback that you have. Certainly, we just want to make sure that the approach that we're taking is in line with your ideas of how we should proceed, and make sure that you're comfortable with the approach that we're suggesting today.
Yeah, well, I think we need to give you some specific direction, because you are going before regional bodies presenting a proposal from the City of Mesa to do these.
When's your first scheduled?
That happens on Wednesday.
That's right.
And the mayor serves as our representative to MAG, to the Transportation Policy Committee at MAG, and to the MAG Regional Council.
Yeah, let's have a formal motion. Okay, Councilmember, we have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the staff's recommendation and the approach as presented.
Yes, sir.
Okay, a second from Councilmember Richens. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
With the Vice Mayor absent. Thank you. Acknowledge receipt of minutes from various boards and committees. Have a motion from Councilmember Higgins, second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Here reports on meetings and conferences attended. Have any reports? Councilmember Higgins.
One, Councilmember Kavanaugh and I, and my entire family, attended the Mesa Community College's homecoming event, and it was quite fun. Lots of activities, Dr. Pan, and I'm going to, somebody help me please with the new Pat, who's the head of Provost out at MCC Red Mountain. We are so sorry that we forgot your last name, but it was wonderful meeting you again and seeing your family, and we had a wonderful time. I actually couldn't stay for the whole football game, so I don't know the results, but the event was delightful.
Great. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. This Thursday, we have scheduled a study session. At this time, we only have one item. There's no review of an agenda.
Okay, that item will end up on the next study session agenda.
Thank you very much.
So no study session this Thursday.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank
you for getting right to the point. We appreciate that.
However, Thursday evening at 6:30, there will be a District 2 Building Stronger Neighborhoods event at Taylor Junior High. It starts at 6:30. And this Saturday from 6 to 9, we have a Celebrate Mesa event at the Red Mountain Soccer Complex. It's a free event, and to invite everybody to come out to learn, have a lot of fun, and learn more about some of the services the city provides for the city departments. Thank you.
All right. have a motion from Councilmember Finter and a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh entering executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We'll now move into executive session. Thank you very much. We'll see you upstairs at 5:45.